We're talking about pausing.
Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast and lots of reasons why pauses are so important when you're reading a script or when you're ad-libbing one. Here's another reason, pauses as script divisions. Now, pauses divide a script into, what should we call them, sense groups for the heard word, the same way that a comma or full stop or period does for the written word. A dash or ellipsis, those are the three dots, a comma, full stop, period, paragraph, page, chapter, they all indicate in text, when translated into speech, different kinds of pauses to help marshal thoughts and aid understanding of what you're talking about. And in these situations, the length of the pause may differ. So possibly micro beats at a comma, one beat between bullet points, double that between different paragraphs. They allow the reader to refresh and reset a tone between one story or topic and another. For example, going from one story which ends and appears in court tomorrow, charged with his grandmother's murder, to the next one which starts, the town's Lido reopens today after a refit that's taken 2 years. If you provide a pause, it provides punctuation. It's the verbal equivalent of a full stop or period. Let's run those two stories together. The last line from one story, the first line of the next, and as well as intonation, the use of the pause as a script division. And appears in court tomorrow, charged with his grandmother's murder. The town's Lido reopens today after a refit that's taken 2 years. That pause, that beat, that silence allows the reader and the listener to refresh and reset a tone between one topic and another. Tomorrow, pauses to engage attention before significant content, as I did there. And that comes tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.